you want to the yeah, so what's I wasn't here last week.
Neither
were you.
Yeah, neither of us were here. I just put out the episode I recorded in January.
The lost episode.
One of the lost episodes with
Patrick Richards. Thank you to Roger Stafford and Patrick Richardson for filling in for me.
I forgot how much fun that was because we were like drinking the whole time.
That was a cool episode because I hadn't heard it.
Yeah.
So I had to listen to it with the masses.
Yeah.
Like a fucking chump.
Yeah, like a noob.
Yeah, I didn't.
How'd that feel?
Pretty good podcast we run.
Yeah.
It was a good, I didn't know what to expect.
How did it feel to listen to a podcast?
It was cool.
Like you're normally on.
Yeah. I'm actually happy I didn't do those albums.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because they're the Gibbs Doom debate
is a weird one.
It's a weird one. And it's one that like, suckers like to have.
So me?
No. Yeah, it's just it's a weird one, and I don't like trying to somehow compare MF Doom and Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah.
Because they're just,
well, the only tying link is just Madlib.
It's Madlib. So it's really a Madlib podcast.
Yeah,
it's more of like a which Madlib album
do you like more?
Do you prefer? Well, and he's hard at work on that.
Yeah, Blackstar. We'll see you in July when he comes to Red Rocks.
Yeah. Oh,
or
yeah.
When Blackstar comes.
Yeah, I can't wait for that fucking, I can't wait for Mos Def to announce something from the stage and Talib be like, I have no idea what he's fucking talking. Talib's be like, yeah, we're going to get Nate Dogg on the first single.
Just have a bunch of unreleased Nate Dogg hooks. That'd be fucking amazing.
Yeah, Blackstar now includes Pharrell Monch.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, they would never do that.
Yeah.
Pharrell would make them both look really bad.
No, it's going to be a Nas, Madlib, Kanye West.
The Blackstar album is now us and Nas.
Yeah.
Nas comes out and be like, I've never met those guys before. I made Illmatic. I'm not hanging out with fucking Blackstar.
Yeah.
But how about that tweet? What was that tweet from? It was from R.A. the Rugged Man. Uh-huh. He retweeted it. Illmaga.
Illmaga. Is the name of the new Kanye.
Nas. Illmaga.
Illmaga. Oh my God, that would be
Oh man. So what was the welcome to the As Rhyme Goes On podcast. My name is John Davis.
My name is Nalawi Mengist. No guest this week.
No guest. Nobody wanted
to
everyone, do it.
Everyone canceled on us.
They said fuck you.
Yeah, so this is the last podcast.
This is the last.
We will never do this podcast ever again.
And you can thank the Denver comedy scene.
Yeah, you can thank Derek Stroop and Andy Jewett
For fucking us. Fucking us right in but little did they know, this was the week that we were going to start paying our guests $200 to do the podcast.
Yeah, I know. Fucking, they fucked up.
Yeah. And we finally aren't drug testing our guests,
which was something we were doing.
Yeah. It's very expensive.
To pay
a lab.
That's how we can afford the $200.
We now have the extra money every week.
I don't think. How much is a drug test? Like $20?
No. You pay because the companies have to like pay the lab and.
No, I'm talking like the ones you get at Walgreens.
Oh, I don't. Never needed one.
I never needed one either. Yeah.
I'm sure every one of our listeners has needed one though. So hey, write into the podcast and let us know. And by write in, write on my wall or Nalawi's wall,
Facebook wall.
Yeah. And we'll like your post. Get 20 likes and we'll give you a free.
Yeah.
Madlib.
Yeah, Madlib, Blackstar.
We'll get
album.
You a copy of it when it comes out.
Because no one wants a $200, so we're just saving
thousands of dollars. We're retiring.
A month. We're saving $1,000 a month.
I'm guessing. This podcast is very expensive to run. Having to drug test.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to find a
reliable hip hop head.
We're pretty sure Rupp was giving us fake pee.
Yeah, he was giving us Miriam's.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, one thing I wanted to say, Aaron, the guy who...
Aaron?
Aaron, yeah, he's one of our... He's probably our biggest fan.
Okay. Do you know Aaron personally?
Yeah.
What's up, Aaron?
I was about to say, he didn't come to the party last night, his sister's graduation party. Or he left after I came.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so... I was really upset about that.
Oh, Aaron, we look forward to seeing you next May at a graduation party.
Yeah, someone's.
That Nalawi will not book his show Nalawi had the token show last night. Good
yeah.
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was fun.
Shout out to everybody that was on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was really fun. We had Ben Kronberg on. We had Anthony Armstrong pull up.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah, right.
And Anthony Armstrong, he's been on his Kanye shit, his defend.
He is. Anthony Armstrong is Kanye West.
He's defending MAGA, Red Pill Kanye.
Yeah, if Kanye wore running pants and puffy vests yeah. every day,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
he would be Anthony Armstrong.
Which he kind of does.
He does now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kanye Armstrong.
Kanye, dude, I can't wait till we have
Anthony
Armstrong
Kanye at, Strong.
Once we get Armstrong as a guest, I'm gonna get Jeff Tice to Photoshop and make like, you know how he always wears like a Braves hat,
yeah,
like "Make America Great Again."
The MAGA,
yeah,
the
that's
A. Make the A. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Cool. So, real quick before we dive into the album this week, the Childish Gambino video.
This is America.
It's about a week old now.
Yeah, it blew the fuck up last week.
Blew the fuck up.
Yeah,
big
I think
time.
It's now at like 80 million views.
80 something. Million views. He did Saturday Night Live. He was great on it.
Yeah. Yeah, the fuck it. The Kanye skit was amazing.
The Migos skit.
The Migos skit was my favorite.
It was really funny.
Make it rain on the therapist.
Yeah. The Migos, they're doing ad libs in
yeah,
therapy.
Yeah.
That was good. He wrote that.
Yeah.
He wrote, he's a very, people love him.
Mm-hmm.
He's riding quite the high.
I mean, but his fan base was really divisive for a while.
Yeah.
I feel like until that Awaken My Love album, that's when Redbone was, everyone's like, all right, now we.
Oh yeah. Okay. So Redbone's the song.
Yeah.
On Awaken My Love.
Yeah.
Which again, one of the most creative album titles of all time. He's got a Simpsons spec episode. Yeah, could you spend more time naming that fucking album?
But yeah, yeah. No, because like Camp, it was like people, like there was like the stands, and that, but like, I don't know, hip-hop ads didn't really fuck with him.
Well, I was one of those.
Me too.
Because the internet,
yeah.
When that came, I was like, I don't really.
I like that one.
I didn't know he was Donald Glover.
Oh, did you not?
No, I didn't know that when I first heard Because the Internet.
Oh.
Because I didn't like physically see him or anything.
Oh, okay.
And I thought the name Childish Gambino, which now knowing how he got it.
I think it makes it worse knowing how he got it.
Yeah, or it makes me not diss on it.
Really?
Because I kind of get the sarcasm a little
okay.
bit. But he's going to be Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
A couple
like
weeks.
This week, yeah.
I'm going to see that movie. I like Star Wars.
I might see it. I'm going to be in St. Louis, so I might watch it then.
It's not out this week.
Oh, is it?
It's out May 25th.
Oh, May 25th. Oh, then I'll watch it.
I like that tweet where it shows him as Lando Calrissian. It says he's wearing a Gordon Gartrell.
And you have Theo Huxtable.
But the video. No,
but that's going to ruin the movie. That tweet
it
ruined
is,
it. Every time
it looks
I see
like,
the trailer.
It looks just like the Gordon Gartrell.
Yeah.
We should tweet that out. Hit us up.
Yeah, you know what? That's the cover. That's the cover of this episode.
Yes,
yeah.
It should be.
This is the side by side.
Every part.
Yeah.
Of the episode is. The
well,
video
it's
is.
Directed by Hiro Murai. I don't know if you know who he is.
Who's
which
he?
That guy does not get enough credit for how much he's helped black culture.
Oh, yeah. You were big. Yeah, you were texting me. I don't know who directs. Back in the day, it was Hype Williams.
Yeah.
And then we just didn't know who directed other videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Who? What has he done?
He's done almost all of Gambino's videos. He did Flying Lotus, Never Catch Me. You remember that video, Earl Sweatshirt, Vince Staples,
no.
Casey Veggies?
Oh,
you
seen
haven't
that.
Seen that one?
So he's the, so he not only is he this new generation,
yeah.
he's like the mm-hmm. your age group.
Yeah,
the rappers.
Well, he also is the main director of Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Donald Glover, he'll direct a few like in that first season, he's directed mm-hmm. almost every episode except the
okay.
talk show one.
So he's, but he's like the rappers that you guys related to in high
yeah,
school
yeah,
that
yeah.
got you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He directs those videos.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. What's his name?
Hiro Murai.
Hiro Murai.
Yeah.
What's his real name?
Yeah. That's his
that
name.
Is his real name.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a birth certificate. That name's too cool
yeah.
to just get named
that. I think it's a Japanese. Name.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes, yeah, yeah that's a total.
Yeah.
Hiro Murai. Mm-hmm. Murai. Murai.
I think it's Murai. Murai.
Oh, okay. So the spelling, I would have been a little more tipped off to the culture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was like Hiro, Hero,
no,
Moreye, Hiro Murai. I was like, that's fucking not his name.
No, no, you could tell it's like actually like an Asian name. But yeah, that dude is the shit.
So here's the question I have.
Mm-hmm.
Is the song independently as good without the video?
No.
Okay, I agree.
But that doesn't mean the song's bad.
No,
and
it's
not even
a bad song.
It doesn't mean the
song
isn't great, because I think it's a great song.
I think the song's fine, but would it, independently, it would,
I
would
don't
it
think
have
so.
Came and went a little bit in people's
yeah.
minds?
I don't think people would understand what he's trying to do.
Right.
Yeah. Because, like, now when you have that video, you analyze those lyrics a lot more.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's... I didn't know if people were... Because I saw it with the video. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know. But I didn't want to listen to it without the video after that either.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to roll around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not a song you bump in the car anyway.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, that shit goes hard.
Maybe I should try.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes hard. Like, 21 Savage and Young Thug and those 808s.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it goes real hard, I'm going to play it next to Ghetto Boys. I'm going to take a Ghetto Boys album and then put that right in the middle. And if it doesn't skip a beat.
Okay, it's more like a Metro Boomin.
Oh, okay. So like a...
Yeah.
Like a...
Trap shit. Yeah, okay, that's trap. What it is. Yeah. I mean, you look at everyone he got on the features on that song. It's like Young Thug, 21 Savage.
Right.
Yeah.
21 Savage.
Yeah. Fucking... I'm trying to remember.
Young Thug's opening up for...
J. Cole.
Right.
Which is my favorite
That's
thing.
That's the most... J. Cole's...
He's trolling.
He's fucking with people. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's trolling so fucking hard. There was a thing at Rolling Loud where... what is it? Lil Pump. He was watching J. Cole as he was doing 1985.
Really?
Yeah. Yesterday.
No shit.
Yeah.
I want to send me that.
Yeah, yeah. It's on Instagram. You see Lil Pump and then you hear 1985 like a cappella.
Really?
Yeah.
God, 1985 is such a good song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Gambino, is this an album?
I think so.
I thought he dumped the name Childish Gambino.
I thought so too. I think this is going to be his last Gambino, like under that name.
Gambino's funny because you bring up like his music,
uh-huh.
And then like we were in the green room at Comedy Works. You bring up his music and then people start arguing over another thing that he does.
Yeah. Like, everyone's talking about his stand-up. Yeah, yeah. Like, which he only has one special.
He's got one special and everybody was like, yeah, the new, like Zeke was like, yeah, the new Gambino video. And we were like, cool. And then like two other comics were like, I think his stand-up sucks. And somebody's like, I thought it was funny. And it's like, right, but the music video.
Gang. Yeah, we're talking about one thing. Yeah. Yeah, no, the video, I think it's been a week and I think it's been analyzed to death.
To the point now to where people are going to start hating it.
Yeah.
Just because it's it's where it is. I don't think anybody expected it to really take on the life of its own that it did.
No, I don't think so either.
To me, it comes off as just this very artsy guy's new music video.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And people are thirsty for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking out.
It's the perfect timing.
It is. Because
you got Red Pill Kanye.
That, right.
The week before.
It started this crazy like
because I saw a lot of think pieces where it's like Gambino is the new black genius our generation millennials need.
Kanye wishes he was Childish Gambino it was a lot of that I don't think Gambino like had Kanye in mind with any, like the song was probably recorded months ago
probably
and the video was probably shot before
all this
Kanye
shit.
Took 100%. Off because the video is so crazy
the video is crazy and like look I mean this might sound weird but look at his hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know firsthand.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Nalawi.
Got a haircut?
Got a haircut. Much to the pleasure of his father, who was texting him. Although his dad was not without full criticism of Nalawi's new haircut. He like said he liked it and then told Nalawi he looked like an angry Iranian.
Yeah, something like that.
Very specific. Like he gave you a very culturally specific
and
critique.
Insensitive. Yeah.
Totally insensitive.
Yeah, no, it was amazing.
But Gambino, is there an, so do we know
when it's coming out?
We don't know an album title.
No. We got two songs.
He's got, there's no way he can do an arena tour without an album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's doing an album.
Okay.
But he's not, knowing him, he's just going to drop it.
He can afford to do that.
Yeah, because his tour starts fall, so he's probably going to drop in the next month or two.
I think. It's weird because he doesn't, this guy makes, relative to his wealth, music probably brings in zero money.
Oh, probably.
You know, if you compare it.
Once you have Disney, you're in Spider-Man, you're in fucking Star Wars.
He's fucking rocking Gordon Gartrell's in Star Wars, dude. Like,
yeah, he skipped all the Hypebeast Supreme shit. Just, he went straight to Gordon Gartrell. He went straight to Cosby Show.
That tweet, when I saw it, like, I had to put it away. Gordon Gartrell. That's my favorite Cosby episode.
Yeah, that one in the Apple.
The apple is a good one.
The apple where he puts it on top.
Yeah, well, we're not going to be seeing Cosby anymore.
Yeah.
Check out the Eddie Murphy speech.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
Everybody out there that you sent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's years old, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's, fucking check it out. Eddie Murphy's the best.
Yeah, he's the best comedian who's ever lived.
So Gambino.
Yeah, no, I thought the video was cool. What it's saying, I don't want to. go into it. Now I get why, because like there have been a bunch of interviews with Childish, and people are like, oh, what does it mean? And he's like, eh, whatever you want.
Well, and that's actually, I heard Slug of Atmosphere explain that one time. People were like, what does this song mean? People think it means that. He's like, then that's what it means.
Yeah.
He's like, once I put it out there, it's not up to me what the song means anymore.
Exactly.
And that's, I think, where a lot of people fail. Like 50 Cent said, if you made that album for you, keep it in your headphones.
Yeah.
Nobody's trying to hear some shit you made for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's 100%. True.
Yeah.
So album of this album?
The album that we're talking about today, it is Royce da 5'9". He has a second album out this year.
Second album.
Book of Ryan. Yeah.
Follows Prime 2.
Yep. But this one, you don't have any DJ Premier on it.
No.
Yeah.
Purposely.
Yeah, but who's the producers on this? I know you have like a Robert Glasper track.
Danon Porter.
Yeah.
Produced a lot of it.
Okay.
S1. Mm-hmm. Is a guy, he was on, he's done some stuff. He did like Evil Twin off Eminem's Marshall Mathers LP too.
Yeah, he's all over the place. Yeah. He did, you remember that album, East 14th by GQ?
Yes.
He did that song Stay. That was S1.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
Who else produced on this? Boy Wonder has a beat on here.
Yeah.
DJ Khalil.
Yeah, so
has a beat on
pretty
here.
Pretty big dude.
Yeah, yeah, he got.
But it sounds cohesive outside of a few songs.
It's very, yeah, it's.
A few of the bangers on the album, which is like.
I think he did that to create a break.
Yeah.
From the.
Yeah.
The
but do you think that album needed it?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
I do. But if not, I'm willing to.
Because I think there's a way where he doesn't need those. Mm. Honestly, I think if he cut those and a few more tracks, he could have had it like a 4-4-4 straight through.
Yeah, it's very 4-4-4 like. I don't think that was deliberate
hearing
him talk about the album.
Yeah.
But
it's just like his point in his life. This is the music he wanted to make.
Yeah, and he got to that. I think because he got sober. He was a crazy alcoholic.
Yeah.
I don't know if people remember that about him. He did a year in jail in the middle of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Like his career should have been over 3 different times.
Mm-hmm. Like he didn't sign to Dre.
Didn't send to the beef with Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
But that made, I mean, that nobody would work with him except Preem.
Yeah.
He made the Death of Certain album, which is still the best
that
he has. That album's crazy. It's dark. It's so fucking good. But what I like about this is this is nothing sonically like Prime 2.
No.
If Prime 2 is the Royce you like, you have that album.
Yeah.
Like he didn't try to even step into that.
Yeah, that's the thing I appreciate about this record too.
Yeah.
Is that it's very distinct. And when I heard that J. Cole, you remember when that leaked on Spotify?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that leaked on Spotify. Number one, the funniest part was that I think when I was playing it on Spotify, there was a glitch. So I was playing like a One Direction song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I had to find like this weird link on Reddit to actually hear the real
one
before it got taken down.
That's really funny.
So I started hearing the beat. I'm like, dude, is he on some Macklemore type shit? Like, what the fuck is that? And I didn't hear Royce the whole song. I'm like, all right, this isn't.
That's fucking funny. Yeah. So today, the song he recorded with Schoolboy Q for the album
came out.
Leaked on Spotify.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, he needs some new.
Somebody is leaking his shit to Spotify.
Yeah, he needs a new tech team or whatever.
Yeah, but this is this album, basically with interviews, him getting sober and the stuff on this album explains how he was on his early albums.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really realize that he was ultra angry.
Yeah.
And aggressive, but he wasn't like a gangster rapper.
Yeah.
But he's just this very aggressive all the time on albums, and not anymore.
Uh-huh.
So the Book of Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Let's dive in.
Yeah, let's dive in. All right. What the intro? It's like 2 minutes of him talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing, because Royce, full disclosure, Royce is like my favorite rapper.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I would say about this album is that there's almost an excessive amount of talking.
Yeah.
And there's about 3 songs in the latter part of the album.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's really chatty.
Yeah, and that's one of my main issues with this, is that I feel like the music speaks for itself, and some of the songs speaks for itself in a bad way, where it's like, all right, I really get what you're trying to say.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
he is.
So it's like I don't think you need these 3-minute skits of you talking over a piano.
Right.
Just because I get it, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, he incorporated his kid, but so Woke.
This is 2 minutes. I don't know why the song was there.
It was just, I think he just wanted to rap.
Yeah.
I think he just wanted to be like, here's the rap. I did the intro.
Yeah.
And then we do the My Parallel skit. See, that's kind of the weird beginning
to
it.
And that's just Gil Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the sample is like literally from The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Like he just like reworks those drums and he just quotes that.
and then they feed that into
the next
Caterpillar
song, which is really the first song on the album,
yeah,
in my opinion.
And it was good. I think he needed to put the Eminem feature early.
Yeah.
Because if you put Eminem on your album, people when they first hear it are going to be like, let me hear
that.
They're going to skip to the Eminem song.
Yeah, it's going to have the Renegade effect.
Yeah, this is just one of a here.
Yeah.
I got him. And they go, the song is purposeful.
Yeah.
Boy, he raps.
Yeah, but this is one of those bangers where it doesn't make sense.
You don't think so?
Which is fine.
I got it. I think there was a...
What is it?
I think, well, the point of the song is basically like, they're counting them out.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why he comes in and do-do-do-do-do-do.
Ah.
Because people were saying after recovery, basically Royce teed him up.
Uh-huh.
With this song.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just more of a, it's kind of like the Chloroseptic remix.
But I'm talking about like the concept of the record.
The concept of the record is...
Like, how does this fit into him being sober?
How does it fit
you
into
see
this,
what I'm saying?
Into
yeah,
this song?
Like his
yeah.
whole life journey.
That I'm not sure if it does, but I think he...
It's a dope record.
Yeah,
I like the song a lot.
I think with this song, with this album, I think all those songs, those serious songs clammed together, it might have been slow.
Yeah.
The album might have gone too slow.
Yeah.
So he... Now, the Boogie song I wouldn't have put so early.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wouldn't have put that so early. But yeah. I think people wanted to hear him do this.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, does it fit in there? I don't know. But the album might have been real slow.
Yeah.
And, I mean, hey, you get an Eminem feature.
Yeah. No, I have no... Once again, I actually really do like this song. But I think when someone tries so hard at a concept and it's, like, really, really obvious.
Yeah.
Like, the first three songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like consistency. I would prefer. I mean, you're talking to a guy who likes Tipping Butterfly is one of my favorite albums.
Yeah, and that with that and that is. I mean, that is a concept story to death.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Kendrick. And Kendrick, and that's got a lot of talking on it too.
Yeah.
And that bothered me on that album too.
Yeah, but it doesn't go as long.
No, but it also takes me 3 minutes on Pimp a Butterfly to go, which song is this?
I don't know. I feel like it's worse here.
It might be, but
I think the beats here, which we don't need to make.
No, my point is on this song, on this album, you at least go, this is the song. To Pimp a Butterfly, like If These Walls Could Talk, it takes me like a minute and a half to know I'm listening to If These Walls Could Talk. But no, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not comparing this to
Pimp
a Butterfly.
Yeah, I was about to say this is a stupid comparison.
Yeah, we can. But real quick, I do want to talk about.
I don't need to do another greater than.
I do want to talk about what Eminem's doing in this song.
Okay.
Because. Royce really, I didn't listen to the remix with Logic.
Me either.
You can't put Eminem on the main one and be like, here's a remix with Logic.
Actually, no, I did.
Is it good? I heard
no,
Logic kind of smashes on it, but
it's
no.
It's terrible. Well, I don't know. It's not, like, his flow is fine, but he just keeps on complaining about him not being in the BET Awards. Because he's like, yeah, I'm half
That's what he's
black.
Mad about?
Yeah, and then I'm like, I don't know, Eminem's on there because he's good.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Eminem does say the boom bap. Is coming back with an axe to mumble rap.
Yep.
Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
But nobody's clapped back at him.
No. Nah, no one's going to.
No, because they're going to get... The guys that mumble rap would get... Whew.
Well, I also don't think they're paying attention.
I don't think they care. It's not actually going to do anything, but he's... But he fucking smashed that shit. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's really good.
He fucking went in.
This is the song... I honestly, like... I know Preem.
Mm-hmm.
It's Primo didn't produce this, but like... If someone said he did,
you could believe it.
I'd believe it.
You
like
could
if this
believe
were
it.
On Prime 2, I totally believe
it. Would
it.
Fit on Prime 2. I also think he couldn't have Eminem doing one of the songs about sobriety.
Yeah.
Because we have Recovery, and then on the new album, we have those last two.
Yeah.
So.
We got his story.
It was kind of like when Nas wanted Eminem on the Daughter song.
Uh-huh.
Eminem was like, I haven't really talked about my daughter. Like, I don't really think. And then they asked Jay, and Jay's like, yeah, I kind of talked about her a little too much. So. But I do think the song was placed where it needs just
here get
it
out of the way.
And it could also, and I don't think it would kill it, it could be one of those, let me get this Eminem feature that's going to get people talking
mm-hmm.
to get people to listen to the album and see what I really have to say.
That's fair.
You're right. Concept-wise, it's not.
Yeah.
Godspeed.
I
really like this song.
I really like
this song a lot.
Yeah. Let me play a little bit. I'm trying to remember. Oh.
It's so good.
Yeah, that beat is so fucking good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's that's the part of the Funk Flex freestyle.
Oh, is it?
That he did, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, there's no way you can go for 10 minutes and not spit some verses.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And he's not a freestyle guy.
Yeah,
he doesn't freestyle.
Yeah.
It sounded kind of like the way the beat starts, it sounded kind of like a late 90s to mid-2000s beat to me.
I listened to that, and I was like, this sounds like one of something that would be on like Robert Glasper's Black Radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It sounds exactly like that. Like any of the tracks with like Snoop Dogg or like Lupe Fiasco on those albums.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, especially the voice box.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I was like, oh, shit, this is dope. This is really dope. I saw that feature later on, and I got really excited once I heard this song. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is going to be really
that
cool.
That song was tight. It was a good personal song that's not, like,
yeah, it's not
directly honest.
Uh-huh.
Like, it just kind of like, okay,
yeah,
we might do this. Great song.
It's kind of short, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really
It's only
short.
two minutes.
Two and a half minutes long.
Yeah, that's my biggest problem. That's another problem I have with this album. Like, some of my favorite songs are 2 minutes.
They cut off.
And my least favorite songs are, like, five. You know, like the songs where I'm like really fucking impressed. Like fuck,
they do cut. I noticed that.
Yeah, he cuts them off at really weird lengths, which is fine. I don't know. This next song might be my favorite track.
This song's dope.
Dumb?
They mimicked a Dr. Dre beat.
Yeah,
which was perfect because he's Boogie's from Compton.
Yep.
This is probably the best one.
Oh man, I just thought about that. You think Boogie would get? I mean, it's Shady, so probably not.
Getting Dre beats?
Yeah, that would be so.
Yeah, cool. Dre. I mean. Eminem can get Dre for anything.
Yeah.
You just have to wait.
Yeah. But not even Kendrick got Dre beats.
I think Kendrick kind of just goes
and
does things.
But he was on Kendrick's... Kendrick was on his album, so then...
Yeah, I think Kendrick kind of...
Yeah.
If Kendrick needed it. Like, Snoop explained one time, Snoop would love to have Dre all over the album. Mm-hmm. But the second you let Dre do a song, he's going to be like, we have to redo this. We got to redo this part. This isn't good. And Snoop's like, you're going to wait for fucking months to get this shit out. So, but this song is.
Which I kind of get because you heard those leaks that came out this week. Those Detox leaks.
Yeah.
And like I listened to them. I'm like, oh, now I know why.
Yeah.
After And then I went back to Compton. I'm like, okay, now I know why he didn't go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had.
Which makes me wonder how old those were.
If
they could have been from like 08. You know
a lot
I mean?
Of them, I think, were like 06.
Yeah.
08. They sounded very dated conceptually,
dude.
And he just didn't have anything to talk about.
Exactly.
And he wasn't going to put that out.
Yeah.
This song is
but
so
I
good.
But I would pay like $200.
I would pay everything. I'd fucking give up everything to hear. The Vault.
Yeah. I would give up next week's guest.
The budget for next week's guest.
Yeah.
But the dumb, this is the right single they should have probably gone with. Like, you could have made a video to this song.
Dude, this song is so... And this would be a perfect thing to introduce Boogie to, like, a lot of the Shady fans.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of Shady fans don't know who he is yet.
Well, he really just did the freestyle.
Yep.
And he's not as... Like, Gunn and Conway are kind of independently active.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't really need the Shady look because they've already got... But Boogie's, like, new to a lot of people outside of California.
Yeah. I mean, he has a few tapes. He has those thirst trap tapes.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, those are good.
All
especially
this shit's
two.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you hear the Eminem Instagram playing Boogie
dude.
In the background?
Dude, that shit sounded so hard.
It's so good.
Because Eminem was like, this is going to be the best album of the year.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Then I listened to that. I'm like, fuck.
It's fucking dope as shit.
Yeah.
He's
just the West Coast as fuck. Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
I hope it comes out this year.
Hopefully.
Yeah, because I've been listening to him for a little bit. I heard that song. What is it? I'm trying to remember the name. Because to me, it was like he sounded like a Chance and Schoolboy Q. If they like.
Yeah, I had only heard his one single prior to him signing to Shady.
Oh, okay. So I heard one song like 4 years ago or 3 years ago, something like that. I'm trying to remember. It was on that first Thirst Trap tape. It's like really slow, ominous beat. And then like I checked out the Thirst Trap 2, the one with like No Way, Sunroof, Nigga Needs, all that stuff, and then I was like, this guy's a shit.
Yeah, I've gone back. I mean, he's crazy good.
Yeah.
And watch the Shady freestyle because he rhymes his verse identically.
Yeah.
And they show you the side by side.
Yeah.
And it's great. Who are you? Skit.
Yeah.
Talking to his kid.
Yep. Cocaine, Imogen?
You have an interesting take on that because this is the song that everybody on the internet is losing their mind over.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, this is the one, but your take on it's funny.
Imogen Heap. Is that how you say the name?
I don't know.
But do you know who I'm talking about?
Jen liked them 8 years ago when I first met Jen.
Yeah. So you remember that scene in Degrassi where Drake gets shot?
What a very specific thing to just assume I know.
Well, that's where Wheelchair Jimmy.
I know. I've never seen it, but I know that Drake catches a body on Degrassi.
Yeah. And then like do you know that song by Jason Derulo?
The What You Say.
Yeah,
that's how
so
I
that
know.
That original sample.
Okay.
Emojin.
However.
Lil B also sent, like Clams Casino sampled a lot of them.
Okay.
For like Lil BB.
Are they who are they?
They're like this weird like.
Are they like some European electro?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, let me see who they are. But yeah, I listened to that.
But this song sounds. What you're saying is this song sounds like one of their songs.
Yeah, very emotional. Like,
that song. That's weird when you'll hear a song and you're like, I like this, but it's really reminding me.
Yeah, so she's an English singer that does like all auto-tune.
Okay.
Yeah, let me. This is how she looks.
Oh, it's a girl. Okay. Yeah, Royce on this song. He sings, which is, for a lyrical guy, something you don't really see people do.
Yeah, he sings a lot on this album.
The song's very honest, I think, because if you're on Twitter, what do we got?
Song Hide and Seek. So you'll see what I'm saying.
Okay, play it.
Yeah, fucking stupid-ass ads. Dude, I can edit whatever. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So you should calm the fuck down.
Oh, okay. I see where you would get that. Because it's like set a little slower.
Yeah,
and
it is like super auto-tuned.
Yeah. Was he auto-tuned on this?
No, but she was.
No, she. Yeah, I could. Yeah, she definitely is.
Yeah, wait.
I could see why you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a good song, though.
Yeah, I could see. That's the one everybody like.
Yeah, it's
like
about...
people are tweeting him like, thank you so much, Royce. Corny ass shit, but.
But that's his fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a very honest
take on like his dad doing
being
coke.
A cokehead.
Yeah,
he gives it to his
father
upbringing pretty good on this album.
Kinda... Well, this is therapy rap. Therapy rap's now the thing.
Well, yeah, and he got. I mean, he 12-stepped.
Yeah,
and so then all this.
Isn't he like not? Is he? I remember him talking about like how he's not a big AA guy.
Yeah, he just does like one-on-one therapy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him and Charlamagne. And then, you know, Kanye.
Kanye. Oh, the world's his therapist.
Yeah, the world's his. My friends. But cocaine, it's interesting. I thought, it's not the song I thought based on how people were talking about it. I think it's a good song. I don't know if it's my favorite on the album. But.
Yeah.
Life is Fair.
Life is Fair. I'm trying to remember this one.
Good life lesson.
Yeah. Here.
It's kind of about karma. It's where he's talking about how he helped the dude steal bikes until the dude stole his bike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which Wait, is...
I'm trying to remember the instrumental, though. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. Good. Yeah, I like that one. It's...
Yeah, he does that 6-8 flow.
Yeah.
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 It's like really cool.
Yeah, that song's good. And then we have the first song to
the
leak
from
the
single.
Pablo Boat.
This is my shit.
Is this more than...
No. Dumb is my favorite.
Okay.
Because the way Dumb, like the hook... Number one, the beat,
so
and then like
dumb.
the way, what's his name? Boogie, the way he sings at the end of it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that shit is so fucking good.
Yeah, this one though, if you're going to have a J. Cole feature, this is what you have to have.
Yeah.
For
you have
him.
To have J. Cole talking about wanting to get his dick sucked when he was 15.
Yeah. And.
Which is, I think he has like 10 songs about that.
Yeah, that's all he's. But this was just.
Even though
cool,
he's 33.
He's born a year after me. This was cool though, just a reminisce the Jay-Z song because Jay-Z has a reminiscing song on every album.
Yeah, well,
Jay does great at it.
When he was doing the press tour for this album, Royce was talking about how this is his Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting, where he was like, it took my whole life.
Yeah, he went in reverse.
Yeah.
Which, being a longtime Royce fan, I bought all his albums the day they came out. I disagree with him on that. Because
Why
I think. Because Reasonable Doubt's not a personal album.
No.
It's
Well, I think he's taking the statement where Jay-Z was like, it took me my whole life to write this album.
And that's what he's... Yeah.
But, yeah.
Topically, no.
Yeah.
It would be 444.
Yeah. And sonically, also, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. You don't have anything like the Evils?
God, Reasonable Doubt's really good.
Yeah, nothing about selling your soul to the devil. We should just do that after this.
We could do... I could not review Reasonable Doubt right now.
Oh, okay.
No, I would have to give it a...
Another listen.
I'd have to give it a listen. It's been probably 10 years since I listened to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, I listened to it like when it was relevant.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Legendary.
I think this is one that's... I didn't like this song.
You didn't like that one?
Nah. I didn't like the beat.
He has another song called Legendary on a previous album.
Does he?
And that one's produced by Eminem, and Travis Barker does live drums on it. Mm-hmm. And the DJ scratches Jay-Z in the chorus going, I'm legendary. Mm-hmm. And that song's amazing. Mm-hmm. So that song made me, like, I'd rather just listen to the other Legendary. Mm-hmm. But this was fine.
Yeah, I didn't really understand it. Yeah, the beat really annoyed me.
Okay.
So I just couldn't even get into it.
You couldn't. This is where he's trying to kind of pull back on the personal stuff. I think he tries to give people a breather.
Yeah, and I don't think he needs to do that.
That's interesting.
I think if he, because this song is 20 song, this album's 20 songs long.
Right.
Right. I think what he could have done to like really, because I, once again, I do like this album.
Right.
If Royce is listening, which he isn't, but.
Hey, Royce.
Yeah, what's up, Royce? We should do the podcast. But like, if he cut like 6 songs from this, like honestly, like outside of the Eminem song and the Boogie song, just cut all the hype tracks, cut like 2 or 3, cut the skits. I honestly don't think it would be as grating. Like if it were like a 12-track, 13-track.
Yeah, I think though between Legendary and the next song,
uh-huh.
After that it's all still personal.
Yeah, and I also don't think the next song is that great either.
Summer on Lock.
Yeah, that was fine.
It is a guest rap.
Yeah, my thing is a posse cut.
With the Royce album, this would have been a Slaughterhouse song.
Yep.
I think when he put the album together, he probably intended this to be
Slaughterhouse. But they all fell apart.
But they, Joe Budden is a prick.
It seemed like it was before all the Eminem shit, though.
Oh, yeah. No, Slaughterhouse fell apart
years ago.
And he still, I would have liked him to get Crook and Joel on here, because Crooked and Joel. Well, Jadakiss is dope.
Yeah, Jadakiss is really good. Who else do they have on that?
Fab. Well, and Fab, it's so hard to.
Yeah. Well, I'm banned.
Yeah, after he.
Yeah.
So we got to move on.
Yeah.
Amazing. This is where the album, these next few songs take almost this like musical.
Yeah.
Like you're watching a musical.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that. I like this song. Is this one that's like, Ryan?
Oh, this is. I thought Ryan Lewis produced this.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does kind of have that. Like, he's just talking about. Well, and that's kind of a weird song because he's almost talking about his life before he knew anything bad happened.
Yeah.
And Ryan Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ryan Lewis could probably produce the fuck out of some other people.
Yeah.
And do well.
Yeah, he could probably do a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I was like listening to this. I'm like, oh shit, when is Macklemore gonna get in?
That's an interesting take on that. I didn't even think about that. Outside,
Most disappointing track.
Because of Marsha.
I like Marsha. No, I love
because you wanted more. Out
yeah, of. I wanted more. Because when I think, actually, it's not the most disappointing. I'll take that back.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It kept like to me like that narrative musical feel to it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because, like, usually when people have, like, Glasper featured, like, you remember that Crit song?
Yeah.
The Light?
Yeah.
Like, it's usually heavy in that jazz. Whereas this one is just jazzy.
Yeah.
You know? I wanted him to be more aggressive with it.
So your expectation
is
more of the criticism.
It's completely unreasonable.
Because I love the song.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
But you have given your jazz love and...
Or my love for these artists.
Let's be honest, every album we listen to, you want it to be To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why couldn't we have just listened to To Pimp a Butterfly?
If it's To Pimp a Butterfly or D'Angelo's Black Messiah, those two?
That would be the one.
Yeah.
Power, very heavy song.
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, this is the one about Christmas Day, his dad beating his mom up. And
yeah, this one was really good. It's like the exact opposite of my mom finding. Da, 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 da. Yeah, what is it? The exact opposite of like mom kissing Santa?
Yeah, his uncle's drunk and getting beat up.
Yeah.
And this is where these last two, this is kind of the part of the album where I wish he just wouldn't have talked at the end of the songs.
Yeah.
That would be my biggest.
That's what critique. I was saying, because like these are already really powerful anyways, and you get what he's saying.
Yeah.
You don't need your skits.
Yeah, the follow-up. Because this song ends, but then there's like a minute and a half of talking.
Yep.
And like I hate it, because when I'm driving, I'm just like, well, let me
just skip.
I'm just going to the next song.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Which is nice that he at least separates it in skits.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like Life After Death.
Yeah, Doggy Style. Doggy Style skits are attached to
the song.
But those skits are so good.
Yeah, they're skit.
Easy come, easy go.
1-800-DJ-EASY
DICK. I'm going to be a motherfucking hustler.
Yeah. But, that's my biggest problem, Life After Death. Like, going back to Cali, that minute fucking long.
Life After, going back to Cali. I'm up.
LAX. Oh. Kelly, you remember that Snoop Dogg song where they sampled that LAX with Ice Cube?
Yeah, off Blue Carpet Treatment.
Yeah.
Power's a good song. It's just it's one of those songs I don't know if it's intended to be liked or disliked.
Because
like nobody's gonna roll around. It's heavy. It's domestic violence.
Yeah.
It's Christmas is ruined. Drunk uncle who's in jail. Being poor.
Yeah.
But there's kids that are gonna listen to that and be like, oh my God, this is my life.
Yeah, and, I can relate.
And he'll, and that's, that'll work. Mm-hmm. But again, that's one of those songs that explains when you follow Royce's career, if you go follow from the beginning, why he was the way he was.
Yeah.
Because he was weird, he beefed a lot, he was mm-hmm. aggressive, and...
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's the whole thing about, like, this whole, like, therapy rap yeah. type shit, is that, from my understanding, I've never done any therapy or anything, I don't diss on it, I don't mm-hmm. hate on it, but it seems like he's able to look back on his past.
Yeah.
And see exactly what happened to him.
Yeah.
When, what makes him, what you're saying.
What makes him who he was.
Alcoholic, aggressive, all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did that, and the therapy rap's probably a good thing. For certain people.
Yeah.
And it's better it came from him.
Yeah, and I also want to hear it from someone like him. Someone who's older.
Exactly.
Someone who's actually, like, in the game.
Skilled.
That's why I love 444 so much.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's fucking Jay-Z.
That's therapy rap.
Yeah. Oh, that's 100%.
That's therapy rap. Like, because I think... the way things are going, we would have expected this from Macklemore.
Yeah.
Which would have ruined. And that's not a diss to Macklemore personally.
Yeah.
But that's
when
like...
when I was 8, I saw my therapist.
Yeah. Like,
I told my therapist
I was gay. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. Therapy or something like just... So it's good it came from like Jay, who is like the guy. And then I don't know if you want to call him underground, but mm-hmm. a rapper's rapper.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, that song, it's fine.
And I think this is kind of what you have to do as you get older.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hear these guys talk about... well, I mean, Royce, he can kind of... he just talks shit.
Yeah, he just raps.
Yeah, he's just a rapper.
Rappity rap rap.
Yeah, but like for someone like Jay, I could give two fucks about his new Bugatti.
Right,
I could care less.
Yeah, you've
been richer for me. He's been richer than me for longer than I've been alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been, yeah, they're all, oh my God, Jay-Z's so rich.
Yeah.
Like 50 Cent's still a dude up top that can talk about
money. Yeah.
And because he's fucking insane.
Yeah.
But this, there's Skip Protecting Ryan, just a skit.
Strong Friend, that's a suicide song, right?
It's about.
And this one was short too.
Yeah, that song's about like if you're struggling through something, that friend that's there for you, you should probably also check in on them.
Yep.
Because they could be
also,
and he's kind of like doing that. I was the strong friend, and nobody was.
Yeah,
and I'm sure people can relate
and
to that.
And then he had like his Dave Chappelle quote at the end.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It was like Dave. I when I was listening to that, because it was like inside the actor's studio, that interview.
Yeah,
I don't know if you ever watched.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He's smoking the whole time.
Yeah,
yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, very cool.
So cool.
Cool smoker.
Yeah, he's such a good. He's so good at smoking cigarettes. He's so fucking good at it. Dave Chappelle?
You need to fucking start smoking.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to hold you to that. Strong Friend. I'm going to hold you to that. He's this... yeah, this song also has the suicide. It's a suicide, which is kind of an old hip-hop.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
But he uses it in the literal...
like doggy style.
Yeah. There's something else he uses. Yes, Grave Diggers. That's the one. And it, but he's using it in the like real literal sense here.
Yeah.
Which is rough.
Uh-huh.
This is the last song where he talks at the end.
Yep.
We're kind of done with that now, which is good. Anything and Everything.
This is the song I was super impressed by.
It's very singing. Pretty. Yeah. No, he sang really well.
Really fucking good on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. His falsetto. I was like, oh, I didn't know his voice goes that high. Holy shit. Yeah.
Very woke, but not preachy song.
And it's only like 2 minutes.
Yeah. I would have liked this one to keep going.
I was like, fuck, this should be like 4 minutes long. This
could
have really
been a single.
You think so? I don't think.
I think he could have like street singled it.
Yeah.
Not like video album rollout, but I think this would have been a good one to give people, because Bob Lobote and Dumb, they don't really let you know.
I think Bob Lobote.
You think it gives you a good
indication?
Idea
of that album.
Okay. Yeah, because
yeah,
he is
like, this
talking
is a really
about,
personal, but like
Dumb and Caterpillar especially.
Yeah, Caterpillar is not.
Caterpillar was more of just like, hey,
M can still rap.
M can still rap, and I'm gonna let him cut your fucking heads off.
Yeah.
God, dude, what's
he just needs to fucking do an album like that.
So I think bad. He's. I think the next one will be. I think
it
he gets
be.
It. I think he gets it now.
You think so?
I think the backlash to Revival.
Well, it seems like from that Coachella performance, because I watched a little bit of it on YouTube.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, just like a few clips that I saw, and he seemed very self-aware.
Yeah.
Of like what people think of his music.
Yeah, because he didn't do. He did the Kehlani song, which I think he wanted to do at Coachella because that's referencing the NRA.
Yeah,
and he's always. When people like woke Eminem, I'm like, he has always talked shit to politicians.
Yeah.
Like always. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. That's not new.
Listen
for him.
To white America.
Yeah, yeah. And criminal and mm-hmm. Role model. Mm-hmm. And he's always.
Yeah.
And the whole Eminem show is. Yep. Yeah, like you said. But
Square Dance.
Yeah, Square Dance. But he. Fuck, was I going with that? But yeah, but no, M gets it. Because at Coachella, the only songs off the new album he did Framed, which mm-hmm. is not. That's a crazy song.
Yeah.
And he did the Chloroseptic remix.
Yep.
And he did Walk on Water, which is fine. But he didn't do any of the...
And, like, when he went back to his old... He was like, you guys want to listen to When I Was Good?
Yeah. My favorite thing he said is, like... Because now he makes very cohesive songs, at least. Like, there's a topic. He'll be like, do you guys want to hear When I Made No Sense? And he does My Name Is, and then I'm listening to him. I'm like, yeah, he's right. This song doesn't make any fucking sense. But, yeah, this... I would have liked... Okay, so I could see that. You're right. Maybe Bob Lo Boat.
Yeah.
Bob Lo Boat was rolled out so weird, though. I kind of...
forgot it was a single
because Prime 2 was still new.
Yeah
And
kind of what do you think of the release date strategy, because you got Prime 2 right at the beginning of the year?
I think he did it right.
You think he did it right?
I think he did it right. I think he gave everybody
just enough time, especially with how fast fucking album rollouts are.
Yeah,
and how fast and we get over shit.
He kind of did a whole, for the rappity rap fans that don't want me to be personal here,
yep,
for people who want to know more about me here,
yep,
and take your pick.
Yep.
And then he can tour.
On both. Yeah.
Which hopefully he does.
I hope he does Prime, though, mostly.
I have a feeling Prime's not going to want to do it.
Yeah?
He hasn't committed to that full way yet.
Yeah.
So
it's probably just going to be a solo Royce tour.
Yeah, which I'll love. I'll go to that. Stay Woke, I really like this song.
I did too, yeah.
I really like this. When the beat kind of picks up, like, midway through the first verse.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, this song was cool. And I liked Ashley Sorrell. She was on the beginning of the album.
Yeah,
she was,
he had Woke and then Stay Woke.
Yeah. Oh, I was about to say Godspeed. She was the
She's the one on Godspeed?
Yep.
Yeah, Stay Woke. What I like about this song is he takes you through this whole personal album, and then this song is him kind of coming back to, this is just a very standard Royce the 5'9", really good song.
Yeah.
And I think he's kind of like, okay, here.
Yeah.
That's out of the way.
Uh-huh.
I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can, whatever, so...
And then we got the last track.
First
of the month. Yeah, Bone Thugs.
Fascinating.
Yeah. T-Pain. T-Pain kills it.
T-Pain.
Yeah.
T-Pain's really good. It's interesting to hear T-Pain on like a lyricist. Well, and it's significant. I think it's purposely last because this song's got a whole I've made it thing to it.
Mm-hmm.
When on Lighters, Bad Meets Evil, he's like, I remember when T-Pain didn't want to work with me.
Yeah.
And that goes back to that time that nobody would fuck with him.
Yep.
And so he kind of ends it with look.
Yeah. I got T-Pain.
He'll work with me now.
that's his dude, yeah, T-Pain. Yeah. Not Eminem. Fucking T-Pain. T-Pain is the one where it's like, oh, wow, you really are so
good. You made it.
you really turned your life around.
Get money. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
There's a Slaughterhouse song that kind of, the chorus kind of mimics this.
Oh, really? What is it? Yeah,
it's called Park It Sideways.
Okay.
It's my favorite Slaughterhouse song. They're like, we own it. And it's kind of similar to the We On or whatever.
Okay.
Cool song, though.
So where does this fit for? I mean, and we're not going to go into Caterpillar remix.
No, we're not. Nobody, you can't. If Eminem's on the original.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Who? It doesn't matter who.
Yeah.
Unless, I mean, it would have to be like Jay.
Yeah.
Or Nas.
Yep. Someone on his caliber.
Yeah. Or even, I mean, you could probably get away with like a
Kendrick.
A Q or Jay. Like,
yeah,
Jay somebody Rock. That's like mad cool.
Yeah.
Like,
but not fucking Logic.
Not Logic.
Yeah. Yeah. Just some nerdy ass kid. Did you watch his Rapture episode on Netflix?
Logic?
Yeah.
No.
Fucking sucked.
Yeah, I don't.
Just watch Rhapsody.
I don't.
Rhapsody Just Blaze.
I want to see the Just Blaze. I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah, Rhapsody's great because she's so humble.
She's the best.
She's so fucking humble. Like, it's just like she grew up in this small ass town in North Carolina, and she's like, oh, I just wanted to rap. I'm just happy rapping.
She's so good at
it. Yeah, even if no one's at the, like, she's like talking about, even if 10 people are at the show, I'm just happy I'm doing what I love.
You hear that, comedians?
Yeah.
Quit hating.
Yeah.
What were you going to ask? So where does this...
Oh, yeah. In his discography. Because I've only listened to Layers. This is the only...
Okay. So this and Layers are like sober Royce.
Yep.
Post Royce. Mm-hmm. So you have... one of his albums you can't stream. And the ones... Two of them that you can stream aren't even in the right order.
Because
whatever record label. Death Is Certain, which you can stream, will always be...
The best one.
That's the best one.
Okay.
He had Rock City, which you can't stream,
mm-hmm.
which was his first one. That got fucked up with the label.
Mm-hmm.
The album's good.
Yeah.
But it went through. It's actually called Rock City 2.0 because he literally almost had to redo it. Mm-hmm. Renegade was originally on it.
Yep.
But they wouldn't clear two Eminem features. Mm-hmm. So Death is Certain. Street Hop is really good. So I would say Death is Certain. I think this one may creep into number two.
Number two?
With people, just given
yeah
what goes on with it. But Death is Certain.
And you don't have to rank everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Towards the top, though.
Towards the top.
It's going to be towards the top of his. He has one called Independence Day. Mm-hmm. Very independent. Apostrophe S. And he put it out on 4th of July. That was in the midst of him getting sober.
Uh-huh.
Start strong, end strong. It's a little shaky in the middle. Uh-huh. Towards the top, though. It's hard to rank because Layers and Book of Ryan are so different.
Yeah.
He's so completely different. Yeah. So. Listen to it. And then he's got Bad Meets Evil and Prime and Slaughterhouse, and he's got so much shit.
Yeah.
But towards the top.
Okay. Cool.
I like this one.
Yeah.
What do we have coming out in the future? Songs.
I don't know.
Albums. I don't know if any of this good music shit's coming out.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
I'm not banking on it.
I don't hear Pusha T talking about his album. I don't hear Which Nas should be talking out about
next week.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, like 10 days.
Yeah.
So, who knows? Nicki Minaj is coming out.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be on SNL.
She is?
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing the season finale.
Okay.
I think this weekend, yeah.
So, we're going to get Nicki Minaj.
And her two singles were really good.
Right.
Yeah, Chun-Li. Chun-Li.
I haven't listened to either of them.
Laura Bancroft. Yeah, I like that song.
I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
So, we have...
And she's just straight rapping on those. It's not, you know...
Cool. That's what she needs to do.
Yep. She's just straight up just being mad... Old Nicki.
Bickenhead came out and she had to step her game up. Moneybag, and Moneybag came out.
Yeah, exactly.
Cardi B. What do we? Is anything exciting? I can't think of anything.
I don't know. It's something will come.
We had a pretty good run at the top of the year.
Yeah.
Some really good albums.
Yeah.
Cole.
Yeah.
What's at the top?
Right now?
We'll rank in July. We'll do the half July. Year, but
it's gonna be albums we didn't review for me. Like, Saba would be up there.
The two Royce albums for me will be at the top. Kaz. Evidence for me. Evidence of Dilated Pupils.
That's good.
That's probably my favorite.
Yeah, I like Kaz's album a lot. That's one of J. Cole's dudes.
All right.
Like, L.A. Nipsey Hussle.
Mm.
He came out this year.
Nipsey, yeah.
And I've been going back to that a lot.
Yeah, that one's great.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's something will. Oh, Drake.
Oh, Drizzy is coming. Yeah,
and his singles have been fucking crazy.
Drake is coming.
Dude, I think this new Drake album, once we said it on the Cardi B episode, yeah. But like this new Drake album is going to be.
You think it's going to be up there?
Yeah, I think it's going to be.
I just like that he announced the album was coming out by showing us a picture of a really stupid jacket.
Yeah, but he does that.
Yeah, that jacket's stupid.
But he has so many pictures on his Instagram with just like jackets.
What's his name? Poppy Champagne God or something?
Champagne Poppy.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Yeah. Check us next episode when we review
something.
We don't know. Yeah.